CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com. George Meany is with us. We're going to talk a little bit about cars and the lifestyle around cars and what's going on in the world. There are always interesting stories from all corners of the earth. George Meany, take it away. What do you got for us today?
Well, it looks like Apple is serious about this Apple Car. Some very credible sources say that may be launching an Apple Car as early as 2023. They've stolen or employed people from Tesla. They've tried to recruit. I mean, you can't hide 1,000 engineers. You know, when you hire 1,000 engineers, you can't hide the fact that you're working on a bloody car. But what's interesting about this car is it's got a few features. Well, it seems to have a few features based on the patents that people are analyzing that is going to potentially trump Tesla. One of those is the car will prevent the doors from opening if the vehicle is sinking in water.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I always thought so.
But then you'll be trapped in the car underwater. I mean, surely the best thing to do, I've seen movies where people go, you know, in fact, it's not a movie. Hang on. It's a true life story where Mary Jo Kopechne was being driven around by Ted Kennedy and he drove her off a bridge and then she drowned in the car. Because the pressure of the water on the car, you can't get out, and then you run out of oxygen.
Yeah, so they've solved this problem too, and that is the car will unlock the safety restraints automatically and deploy flotation devices automatically, and then also generate a distress signal.
Excellent.
So I wonder what this car is going to actually cost.
Watch the Kennedy family buy three.
I'll take three of those.
We need a couple of these cars for the compound at Hyannisport. We will store them in the garage until someone in the family decides to drive abroad off a bridge with too much whiskey in his system.
There we go, the anti-whiskey car. So this car is also able to detect life signs. And if there is a passenger or a pet in the car, including breathing patterns, heartbeats, and through a system called a micro Doppler.
I'm a bit worried about that because I'm a vampire, as you know, and it won't pick me up, so it'll think that there isn't a life form in the car, and then I'll drown.
Exactly. So if you're a vampire, don't buy an Apple Car. I'm not going to go through the entire list, but there's carbon dioxide density detectors, there's cameras, but what's interesting is their virtual reality system. So they're creating this VR system which looks like it may be a display that appears on your windscreen of some sort.
So, George, I mean, this sounds really good, but let's be serious for a second. There are people who make fridges and dishwashers who also make cars, right? I mean, like, you can buy certain – they make all kinds of appliances, including cars. I'm trying to think of a brand name at the moment, but there are some.
Well, Samsung's an example of a company that – doesn't necessarily stick to its knitting. You know, Samsung's got phones, Samsung's got fridges, washing machines. I suppose that's what you're referring to.
Exactly. So why would it be a problem if they also had to develop a car as Apple? I mean, why the hell not? This phone has been the most useful invention of my life, without a doubt. So if they can come up with a new form of transportation and a car that kind of does things differently, I don't see why that would be a problem.
I don't see why it would be a problem either. And, we've got to acknowledge the fact that cars are no longer in the future going to be a traditional car the way we think about it. It's going to be an electronic device like your phone. That's all it is. It's a piece of hardware that has computerized software inside. And that's what it's going to be.
Very exciting.
And you've already
glad to be alive.
I mean, you've already said to us that the technology, the software is more important in most cars that they make these days because the hardware is more or less the same and hasn't really changed tremendously. But the software has changed in leaps and bounds. So what you're really paying for is the software.
Exactly. You're paying for what that car can do electronically rather than physically.
And you're paying for it as well.
And you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And then you'll like this one, Gareth. Amazon gets official approval to fly drones.
Yeah, I saw that this week. I'm very excited. But it'll still be a long time before they come to South Africa.
Yeah, I think so. So these drones, if you've got a parcel that is under 5 pounds in weight, the drone will deliver the parcel up to 15 miles away, and it will take 30 minutes. So imagine a world where you want something delivered, you click, and half an hour later, it's at your front door.
That's excellent.
I hate to think like this, but I can't wait for South African criminals to start getting creative with this. Criminals will be standing on rooftops waiting for drones and jumping up at it, hoping to catch onto something. Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Well, there's a market in America for devices that actually monitor your doorstep. So when people deliver packages to your house, there are cameras that that will notify you that something's been delivered. So even if you're not at home, you know there's a package and you can have someone put it inside or whatever.
We don't have steps that are, you know, out in the open in this country.
No, in this country, we don't have doorsteps that are on, because people will steal it from you in the street or in your house or on your doorstep.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Ring video doorbell.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got one on the front of my house.
Okay.
And when somebody comes within, I think it's a meter of this doorbell, the camera sends you a notification. It's pretty cool, but sometimes annoying, because it detects more than just human beings.
Yeah,
George, I've got to ask you something. We got a question from someone here. I think it is tragic that you call yourself a car guy, but then you say that cars will become electronic devices like phones one day. Real car people love an engine and hardware, and they want to know about, you know, the performance of this very complicated vehicle, which is like over 100 years old. And here you are talking about it like it's a cell phone. Do you feel that that's a conflict of interests?
No, I would. A small correction. I'm not a car guy. I am an automotive guy. So the subtle difference is that I'm a proponent of the future of whatever the automotive industry will become.
Okay, and real car people would say no. They cling to tradition.
Well,
and to mechanics. They
are petrol heads, I suppose. Those people don't want to accept the future of electric vehicles, because the sound of the car is very much in their blood.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to develop two different kinds of people then in the future. They're going to be those people who want the technology, and those people who like the old mechanical stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like when in the 19, just as we crossed the Rubicon of the 1900s, we had to move from horses to cars. And you still get horse people today.
Yeah, that's true.
You do. You know, George, I put up a video on my Facebook, which I'll share on other social media today, about the widow Benz. Not the widow. She was the wife of the guy who invented the first car in Germany, Benz, right? As in Mercedes-Benz. And it's this video. It's about a minute. No, in fact, it's longer than that. It's about 4 minutes long. It's about how she's driving this thing through Germany, and all the children run and scream and drop whatever they're carrying and scream, witch, because, you know, she's on this mechanical thing that moves on its own without a horse.
Yeah.
And then she stops at a pharmacy in this little village because she runs out of fuel, and she buys a bunch of fuel from the pharmacist, puts it in the engine, and then drives away again. And apparently it's a true story about the wife of Mr. Benz.
Wow.
And it's beautifully told, and it's filmed really well, and it does more than any ad I've ever seen to kind of do things for the brand of Mercedes-Benz. And because it's told so beautifully, it made me think, we don't appreciate how much has happened in just, you know, more than 100 years. and in cars. I mean, the idea that we had to walk, or if you were lucky and you owned a horse, you could ride by horse. But those were the only options available to people. And, you know, later on the steam engine and all that kind of thing. But individually transporting ourselves around, it's not an old thing. This is only 110 maybe years old.
You start to appreciate the technology when, you know, have you ever been stuck in the middle of nowhere? And then your mind starts calculating, you know, at 5 kilometers an hour, how long would it take me to get home?
Yeah.
If I walked. You know, you don't realize that doing 60 kilometers an hour makes a massive difference to your life, because you had to walk there like people would have done in 1830. Life is a very, very, very big place just in the last 100 years. You know, I can go up to the shopping center in 5 minutes when it would probably take me about 45 to walk.
Yeah.
Sure.
And plus, your feet would be sore.
Yeah. You don't want to sit down and not walk around the shopping center.
Oh, right. Exactly. Anyway, I just thought it would be interesting to remark on that, because it's a really cute ad. Just look it up. I think it's an actual official Mercedes-Benz ad, but it's 4 minutes long, and it's the story of this woman and her two children driving through Germany and running out of fuel. It's really cute.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up and post it as well. Right. Volvo launches a car subscription in the UK. So you can rent a Volvo, proper rent. This isn't rent to own or any of those other fancy things where you actually own the car. This is a proper rental. Monthly payments start from £559, which is a 12,478 Rand for the entry-level Volvo XC40 T3. So now I did some maths. I thought, that sounds expensive. But if you bought a Volvo XC40 T3 in South Africa, you would pay the monthly a repayment on that car with no deposit over 72 months is about 13,000 Rand a month. So renting this car for 12,478 Rand is actually not badly priced.
It's cheaper. And, makes sense.
It's cheaper. Yeah. You can give the car back with 3 months' notice. You can withdraw from the scheme. You can change the car. You can do whatever you like. You're not shackled to that car. Now, millennials like Sia, I think, would love this ability.
Yeah, and then obviously you don't have to service it either.
Well, everything included.
And so, Sia, you wouldn't even have to open the bonnet.
Well, I know that freaks you out. I don't know what the thingamajoo and the didgeridoo and the
Sia thinks, the bonnet is the boot.
He puts his laptop next to the battery.
Only it would be bad in reverse. Yeah.
All right. So in other words, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to rent than it is to buy. If this Volvo thing is available,
that's a really good option. You don't have to deal with the messiness of trying to sell your car and having it valued and fixing it up before you sell it. And
So George, do you reckon a lot of brands are going to start moving this way now?
Well, you know, I suppose the first mover is always the one that that learns and teaches the market, which is a good thing. They're always the most innovative and they lead the market. So I bet you the other OEMs are watching Volvo very carefully. You know, if it works out for Volvo, very quickly I reckon the rest of them will be on bandwagon.
Hmm. Yeah, those OEMs,
Yeah.
Original equipment manufacturer.
Thank you.
Yes, baby steps, George. You don't want to burn their brains out in one morning.
Last story just for you, Gareth. An official flying car called the SkyDrive SD-03 has completed successful manned test flights in Japan.
Yay. I love this.
So the car flew for, let me post a link for you, because I know you're going to want to see this. What confuses me a little bit is that if you look at the picture of this SkyDrive SD-03 flying car, it doesn't have wheels. It's got skids like a helicopter, and it looks like a drone. So I'm not sure it fits into the flying car category.
I'll have it. I don't care. I like it.
But But SkyDrive Incorporated in Japan reckons that this is going to be the mode of transport for the future.
Oh, I love this. I want one now, George. Find out how much they cost.
Okay. We will find out what.
Seriously, get one. To the come on, you guys at Auto Trade, and you know people. Bring one here and let's test it. Come on.
Let's test it. We can do a flight between Auto Trader's office and Cliff Central's office. It's not far. I'm sure it'll make it.
I love this thing. It looks cute. It looks like a drone, except it's got like helicopter skids, and then you sit in the middle. It's great. You got a helmet on. It's terrific. I want one.
And it's not big. It's 4 meters long, 4 meters wide, and 2 meters high. It's pretty much the size of your car.
I love it. Let's go. There's no need to mess around. Let's do this.
I agree. I think this is the way of the future.
CliffCentral.com